It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season marks the 50th year of R.H. Bob Peters' involvement in BSU Beaver hockey. His former players look back at his career. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The 2016-17 season marks the 50th year that R.H. Bob Peters has been involved with Beaver hockey. Bob Fitzgerald played at BSU from 1980 to 1984. He was also a member of the undefeated championship team. He remembers this about R.H.
I remember I was done playing for R.H. and I had some classes to finish up, and I was coaching Bagley High School on the outdoor rink. Brian Grand was here at Bemidji, and I looked around, and I looked around Section 8 at that time, and it was a one-class system for high school hockey, so there, I don't know how many teams were even in the section, but there wasn't a team in Section 8 that didn't have someone on their staff that had either played for RH or had graduated from Bemidji State.
Wow.
And maybe had his coaching classes, you know, and such, so... That part of his legacy is not known as much as the success on the rink. And he's probably, as proud of that as he is of anything. I was very immature when I came here as an 18-year-old kid out of high school, you know, and he helped me in that process. He helped me understand what it takes to really be part of a team, but helped me grow, you know. And then, you know, when I first came into campus or onto campus, it was player coach, or I guess you could still call it recruit and recruiter prior to that, but then it was player coach for sure. And then after I graduated and was done playing for him, it was kind of a mentor protege. You know, I used to call him up and ask for advice a lot of times because my father had passed away at, I was only 25. So, you know, I leaned on him a lot of ways in that. And then as time went on, I moved back to Bemidji in 1987. I was only out of town for, you know, a couple of years, roughly 2.5. We developed a friendship.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.